there in Geneva.
Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you, Vice Minister. Vice President, distinguished Secretariat, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank my delegation for this exercise and the distinguished representatives of states for their interest in the human rights situation of my country. Promoting and protecting human rights is key within our policies. We have today frankly presented the human rights situation in our country, recognizing both progress made and areas where our efforts need to be stepped up. Based on your questions and recommendations, we will be adopting necessary measures to continue applying good practice as we have to date and follow up the areas that need greater attention. We will continue to focus on overcoming risks in human rights protection and encouraging dialogue with armed groups in order to achieve the path of total peace. This new strategy bolsters the implementation of the peace agreement signed in 2016 and seeks to reduce armed confrontation and the impact of violence on communities. Security, safety, reducing inequality and discrimination, addressing the migration crisis, protecting LGBTIQ plus people, gender equality, preventing gender-based violence, ensuring protection and safety for social leaders and human rights defenders, indigenous groups, the Afro-Colombian community and the Roma communities are increasingly at the heart of our government and the country's agenda. We have strengthened the institutions that protect and guarantee these rights and actively promoted the participation of civil society in decision-making. Human rights protection is a global challenge. It requires joint action and solidarity with the international community. We have participated actively in multilateral mechanisms in order to promote regionally and globally the human rights agenda and cooperation. Our presence here is not just compliance with our international obligations, but also an opportunity to contribute to improving human rights in our country and share our experience as a contribution to improve international human rights goals. Our state has noted carefully all of the recommendations and questions raised here. We are open to these and welcome these in order to implement them as far as possible. Colombia undertakes the following voluntary commitments. On the one hand, we will create a follow-up mechanism for the recommendations made here, and we will adopt relevant measures for implementation in dialogue with human rights organizations. Likewise, in compliance with the peace agreement, we commit to making every effort to implement the public policy and plan of action to dismantle criminal organizations in order to bring to an end the structures that are behind the most serious violations of human rights and of human rights offenders. In addition, we commit to strengthening policies for life, physical integrity and work of human rights defenders and social leaders. Fourth, Colombia, working under the Special Jurisdiction for Peace, commits to imposing the maximum possible sentences on the ringleaders and key perpetrators in the armed conflict and those responsible for killings and disappearances presented as losses in combat by false state agents, the false positives. If I may, just one moment to complete. And we also commit to monitoring the implementation of the sentences imposed within the transitional justice. Sixth, working with the Special Jurisdiction for Peace, we commit to bringing the most serious charges to the ringleaders and the key participants in the armed conflict within the majority of the macro cases that are currently open. Seventhly, we commit to strengthening information and interaction with our population on the topic of human rights. And we yesterday signed an agreement with the Office of the High Commissioner in Colombia. And under this, we will have a special program on the UPR, a live transmission tonight and another in December on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration. For these and other reasons, Colombia is proud to promote its candidacy to the Human Rights Council and share with you its experience and in order to have further cooperation.